关注成长的话题，探索成才的道路。您育才，我有方。欢迎收听《育才有方》。
听众朋友，你好，欢迎您收听《育才有方》节目，我是主持人文君。暑假马上就到了，怎么样利用好暑假的时间，既能平衡好小朋友的休息和学习，又能让他们补一补他们平时在学业上有哪些差距，有哪些跟不上的。尤其是那些平时没有时间训练的，或者是需要相对比较大段的时间来补一补的那些科目。那么怎么补呢？有哪些好的学习方法和暑期项目？今天我们就来谈谈这方面的内容。我们今天邀请到的嘉宾是美国课后补习最好的品牌 Sylvan Learning 旧金山中心的校长 Kelly Page。 Kelly 你好，欢迎您再次来到我们的节目。
It's great to be here.
Kelly， 怎么才能充分地利用好暑假这段时间？您有什么经验和建议呢？
Many of our families have their students in fun camps, so they maybe go to soccer camps or basketball camps, maybe an adventure camp or some other sort of activities or travel. A lot of our families travel. We find that so important to give that balance. And I want to see the students in the Center for Instruction because I really want them to have the opportunity. Not only, this isn't to catch up necessarily, this is to really get ahead. This is enrichment to get ahead of the game, to give them the chance to practice.Skills that maybe during the school year they don't have the time they feel they need to really get the extra support. So this allows them to get time in a very structured environment.
好，简单翻译一下哈，就是他说很多家长啊给小朋友们报了各种好玩的夏令营，像什么足球啊、篮球啊、探险呐、啊，还有全家去旅游的，这些呢都非常好，也非常重要。但是呢，凯莉也建议家长利用暑假的这段时间给孩子们一些结构化的指导。怎么讲呢？结构化的指导。他说因为现在竞争其实非常激烈，我们现在不是跟不上了再去补点什么，而是要往前赶，让孩子们提前学会一些在日常的学习当中一定会用到的一些技能。而平时呢，他们由于跟着学校的进度走，没有时间去训练这些技能。可是凯莉，对于家长来说，家长怎么才能知道孩子们到底需要哪些方面的指导呢？
If you're not sure if your child needs support, definitely look in at the report card. One of the reasons we love to meet with the parents before the end of the school year is it gives us the opportunity to reach out to the students' classroom teachers, and that is invaluable. The teacher there is able to tell us, these are things that I would like them to strengthen over the summer, and these are things that they need to work on to prepare better for the next grade.
他建议最好的一个方法就是跟学校的老师去沟通，老师会告诉我们说，暑假应该给孩子加强哪些方面，下个年级他应该学会哪些技能。那 Sylvan 都有哪些 programs 可以帮助孩子提升一些关键的技能呢？
There's a couple of things that I think are really key to summer instruction, and it depends on the age of your child, elementary and middle school. One of the first things that comes to mind beyond the traditional reading and math support is writing instruction. And the reason I like to work on writing over the summer is often families don't feel like they have the time to work on writing during the school year because they really need to focus on reading or math or a specific grade, and they don't understand how writing connects all of those pieces together. Mm-hmm. So working on writing over the summer gives them a chance to work in it's a very structured program. So we work on developing the writing process. So there's a step-by-step approach to creating a stronger writer, and that allows the student to have time, you know, that 8 to 10 weeks over the summer to really explore their ability to write, create their own voice, and use those skills once they go back into the classroom to increase their communication style with their classroom teachers. It might be through essays, it might be through some sort of other written communication that they need to be doing for school, reports. There's so many things that we do for writing every day. The other thing, when I think of older students, I think of SAT or ACT prep. And the reason I think those programs, because a lot of times high school students have so much on their plates during the school year. They have sports, they have volunteer requirements, they're just doing so many things. And so working on these programs when they're a little bit less heavily scheduled during the summer allows them, again, that time to practice. And we have a fantastic program that they can complete in a relatively short amount of time. And then we have an online attachment to that program that allows them to continue to practice so they can stay fresh as they prepare for their actual test date.
Kelly 说，虽然每个年龄阶段的孩子需要的技能是不一样的，但是有一点对所有的孩子们都非常重要的就是，除了阅读和数学这些我们能够意识到的基本的技能之外呢， 写作能力也是非常非常重要的。所以 Sylvan 的暑假课程有一个比较有特色的就是写作班，通过结构化的训练，在8到10周的时间里边，一步一步的训练学生的写作和创意能力。另外呢，像一些高年级的学生，他们要准备 SAT 啊 ACT 啊，可能时间上也比较紧，要准备课外活动啊，社区义工啊等等的，他们也很少有时间专门来训练写作。 Sylvan 的快速写作 program 可以让他们在短时间之内就提高写作能力。凯莉，我再问仔细一点， Sylvan 的写作班适合多大年龄的孩子呢？
Traditionally, our writing program for Sylvan Learning is from 4th grade and higher, so 4th through 12th grade, and even beyond 12th grade for students that need support. We have college students as well. But we also have an early elementary program, which makes the 2nd and 3rd graders eligible for the program as well. Getting a little bit younger gets a little bit tricky. Then we're really more focusing on spelling and sentence writing as opposed to writing paragraphs or essays. So I think really focusing in on those elementary all the way through high school.
他是说他们一般都是4年级到12年级的学生，但是呢也有像大学生，还有一些呢是特别小的小学生。而小学生呢训练的就是拼写和写出完整的句子，而不是像训练中学生那样写出整个的段落。所以呢他们的写作班是针对不同的年龄，训练的也是不同方面的写作能力。那么每一个写作班多长时间呢？
Is 70 to 90 hours of instruction, and that includes 5 to 6 complete essays. We create a writing portfolio for each student, and we share that with the family. And if the family wants us to share that with the classroom teacher, we're happy to do that as well. Though we do have some students who might need specific types of essays, so persuasive essay, or maybe they need evidence-based writing. So there's so many different styles of writing that kids who haven't had practice doing that just have no idea how to tackle those type of writing assignments.
问到这个写作班到底要花多长的时间，凯莉是说大概是要60到90个小时的指导。这里边呢包括教会学生写出5到6篇的文章，他们给每个学生都建立一个写作档案，而且呢把这个档案跟家长去共享。有一些学生呢可能需要一些比较特殊的这个论文，比如说像 persuasive essay 或者是 evidence-based writing， 对学生自己和家长都无从下手，不知道怎么写。而他们这里头都有一套结构化的训练方法。 Kelly， Sylvan 在训练学生的写作能力方面用了哪些与众不同的方法吗？
I believe that because the program is so structured and systematic in its approach. So it's not formulaic, but it's very structured in that we are teaching the students, number one, how to come up with their ideas, how to organize their ideas, how to create an outline. The outline becomes a rough draft, and that rough draft becomes multiple versions of revised pieces of work. And I think using that approach over time, it's like any skill. For example, sports, soccer, you get better by practicing. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing for writing. You get better by practicing. And by having somebody coaching you along the way, you can develop a stronger writing sense. You can, again, a stronger voice in your own writing and really developing the skills and tools you need to be an effective writer and communicator.
凯莉是觉得 Sylvan 的这套训练写作的系统是非常结构化，而且系统化，不一定是公式化，但是是非常结构化。他们呢会训练学生，比如说怎么构思，怎么列提纲，怎么组织语言等等，就跟练习其他的技能是一样的，写作也是需要坚持不懈的练习。最重要的是有人指导你应该往哪个方向去练习，持之以恒，你就学会了写作的工具和套路，成为一名优秀的写作能手。 Sylvan 用这套训练写作的方法结果怎么样呢？一段工商资讯之后，我们再倾听教育专家 Sylvan Learning Center 旧金山校长 Kelly Page 跟我们怎么说。
关注成长的话题，探索成才的道路，您育才，我有方，欢迎收听育才有方。
听众朋友你好，欢迎您继续收听希望之声电台的节目，我是主持人文君。我们今天邀请到的嘉宾是美国最大的补习学校 Sylvan Learning Center 旧金山的校长 Kelly Page， 来跟我们分享一下暑期有哪些 program 可以帮助孩子们去提高一些关键的技能。在上一段呢， Kelly 主要是分析了除了那些传统的像我们家长比较重视的像阅读啊、数学啊等等这些科目之外呢，他觉得暑期是最好的提高 孩子写作能力的一个时间。 Sylvan 呢有这样的非常好的训练写作的补习班，在这个补习班当中，他说训练方式是非常的结构化的。这种训练写作的结构化的方法效果怎么样呢？
The results that we see are fantastic. I think one of the things that benefits the students the most is that they're seeing their writing portfolio from beginning to end as well. One of my favorite elements of the writing program is something called the student reaction sheet. After the student publishes the essay, and by publishing, they have to read their essay out loud to somebody who didn't teach them on that essay. So generally one of our directors, when they read that essay out loud, it's so interesting. You can see in their faces how they're understanding what their writing is communicating or not communicating. And from there, we allow them to make more revisions. And then at the completion of the essay, they write something called the student reaction sheet. And they have to tell us what they learned, what they worked on, and what they want to do on their next essay. And the benefit of that, that links to the Common Core design of a learning log. And so it's so valuable to get the students to really understand how their writing is improving and why it's improving. And that helps make the connections for them to use those tools as they go further into the school year.
这里面有一个很有趣的环节， Kelly 说这也是让学生们获益良多的环节，就是叫 Student Reaction Sheet， 就是学生写完了作文之后呢，他要大声的朗读出来他写的是什么内容。他读的时候呢，他就能看到别的学生，哎，听没听懂他写的是什么，他写的内容能不能够达到沟通的效果，然后呢再让学生回去修改，通过修改他要告诉老师他们学到了什么，下一次写作他们应该注意些什么等等。通过这种方式让学生了解他们写作能力是怎么提高上来的，为什么能提高上来，而这些呢也正好符合了 Common Core 的要求。
I think one of the biggest impacts I hear from parents is that they don't have to push so hard to get their students to write. And I know so many parents areYou might be tired of the fighting about homework or arguing about is this done properly. But when the student is able to do the writing more independently, of course, we want the families to make the writing assignments a family opportunity so the students can read out loud to the parents and then they can continue to make the revisions. But I think it's creating a lot more independence in writing. And then as the students take those essays or pieces of work into the classroom, they're getting great feedback from their teachers.And the teachers are able to see the gains the students have made over the course of time, which is such a gift for the students. It really helps build confidence, and it gets them to feel more interested in writing. Whereas before, some kids come into our center, they have trouble writing two sentences. And by the time they leave, they're able to write multiple paragraph essays.
家长们很多时候为了孩子的学习呀，有的时候可能整天跟孩子都是处于战争状态，弄得孩子也不开心，家长也疲惫不堪。如果孩子们能够掌握这种写作的方法，你就不用苦苦的逼他啦。Sylvan 呢也会让学生写一些跟家庭生活相关的内容，这样学生也可以跟父母大声读他写的什么内容关于家庭的，这样呢不仅改善了家庭关系，也加强了亲子关系。有些孩子啊，来的时候连个完整的句子都写不出来，通过训练，现在他们能写出好几段来，孩子们会很有成就感的，至少呢，他们会感觉到很兴奋。再问个意义深远一点的问题啊，在这样一个社会当中，说白了，如果想混得好，写作到底能够起到什么样的作用呢？
I think it plays a huge role. So I think about myself, or let me ask you, how often are you writing every day in terms of email, communication, even texting, every single thing? We're writing constantly, more than we probably ever realized we would do. And I think that's where the value of being a strong writer comes in.Recently, I've had to write several letters in communication with family members or school district representatives, and I feel so glad that I'm able to write clearly and concisely because my message is able to be heard that way, and I think that's very valuable.
他说对我们成人来讲呢，我们可能不需要像学生一样的写考试作文了，但是想想我们每天写不写 email, 发不发短信，这些呢都是沟通的方式。如果你没有写作的技巧，沟通就没有那么顺畅。所以说，会写，让别人能够了解你，是非常有用的技能。 对于像我们这样来自外国的家庭啊，也就是英语不是我们的母语，那在写作方面我们应该注意些什么呢？
I think that's a great question. So one of the things is practice. So really writing every day. You know, if they're newer to the US or maybe they're students at home, they only speak a Chinese language.They are not getting the value or the benefit of the English vocabulary. And so having that practice and working with somebody who's going to give them tools to improve their writing every single time they come into a class is going to be very beneficial. One of the things, there's actually two elements of the writing program that I think are really great for students who come from, you know, with English not as a native language.This vocabulary bank. So they're working on developing, strengthening their vocabulary. So maybe they use the word good and we make them come up with a list of words that could replace good. So wonderful, fantastic, delightful, so many opportunities and choices there. And we also use spelling bank, vocabulary bank and spelling bank. So the spelling bank is a practice bank, basically a list of words the students are maybe struggling with spelling correctly. And again, the phonics forEnglish and Chinese, for example, are very different. So using the spelling bank, they're getting practice on words that they would commonly see, and maybe they are commonly misspelling. And that helps up their communication as well, in terms of communicating more clearly and concisely.
Kylie 是说，没有什么诀窍，就是练习，每天写，每天写，持之以恒。尤其是那些刚来到美国不久，家里的环境呢，还是以说中文为主的那些家庭啊。那么在 Sylvan 的教学系统当中有一个叫 Vocabulary Bank, 比如说学生只会用 good 这个字 ,Sylvan 呢会教他好几个字来替代 good, 比如说像 wonderful, fantastic, delightful 等等很多选择。他们还有一个叫 Spelling Bank, 就是有很多字啊不好记是怎么拼写的还有很多字呢长得很像不小心就拼写错了。通过这个 Spelling Bank and Vocabulary Bank,Sylvan 呢会教会学生怎样能够更清晰更准确的跟别人进行沟通。Kylie 从2016年开始实行新的 SAT, 那么 Sylvan 的 SAT 跟别的辅导机构有些什么不同吗 ?Sylvan 怎么样根据新的 SAT 的内容和要求来辅导学生呢
?The Sylvan SAT prep course, most of the centers in the Bay Area, I think, do what we call a hybrid program, and that's when we do the in-center instruction in conjunction with the online approach. Everything we're doing in-center is lined up to what the student is doing online, and it's specifically designed around that student's needs. So in-center, we do group instruction, which is more focused on some content, but definitely working on developing strategies to be a better test taker. The online component is completely related to how they perform on their practice tests, so it allows them additional practice on the exact skills that they need work on. So for example, it might be a reading comprehension.Skill. Everybody will admit that the SAT reading passages are long and boring. They're very difficult, very dry reading, and this gives the student more access to exactly those types of questions. So imagine when they practice something that they're struggling with, each time they practice, they're getting more and more strength in that area, which is going to help them increase their scores. And when they increase their scores, they have more opportunities for scholarships, they have more opportunities to get into the college of their choice.I'm seeing increases anywhere of 50 to 100 to 150 points, and that's just in a couple of months. Most of the students have taken an official test before they come to us, and after they come to us, they're shocked at how much they learned, even in one or two sessions. One of the things that I think is most valuable to remember about the new SAT is that there's two math sections.One of the math sections, you are not allowed to use a calculator. That is where students across the board, not just at Sylvan, but across the board, are seeing the biggest challenges because they're so used to using calculators. They're making simple computational errors. So having that practice and that focus on how to respond to those questions using strategies, using just general math has been hugely valuable.
凯莉说，多数 Sylvan 在旧金山湾区的辅导中心都有一个叫 Hybrid Program, 顾名思义呢，就是结合课堂上的辅导和网上练习的这种方式。在课堂上呢，重点是教学生怎样考试的这些应试技巧，网上更多的是反复练那些考试题，哪方面弱就多练哪部分。新的 SAT 考试中，数学就有两个部分。一部分呢是不让使用计算器的，这个几乎对所有的学生都非常的挑战，因为学生已经习惯了用计算器。 那他们呢在课堂上就会帮助学生怎样去应付这些不准用计算器的数学题。好，听众朋友，您现在收听到的是美国著名的课后补习学校连锁品牌 Sylvan Learning 旧金山校区的校长 Kelly Page。在暑期即将到来之前，怎么样帮助孩子们规划暑期生活，有针对性的提升孩子的写作、准备 SAT 考试等等方面的这些能力。Sylvan Learning 在旧金山湾区有17个 center， 如果你对他们的项目感兴趣的话，您可以拨打 Sylvan 的中文咨询热线 650-460-8996 650-460-8996。 非常感谢 Kelly， 也非常感谢